Today's Amud is Yivamis Membeiz Amabeiz. We're holding on Membeiz Amabeiz, about 6 lines from the top, by the words Achas Besulais. So the Mishnah had mentioned the halacha that any woman who was previously married, so if that marriage ended, whether it ended through death, through divorce, whatever the case is that the woman has to wait 3 months before she marries a second husband. Now, the reason for the gezeira is because we want to be able to determine who the father of the child is, like we had in Amud Aleph. That's why they have to wait exactly 3 months, not 2.5, not 1. 3 months is the shear that they have to wait, and like that, no matter what happens next, we'll know who the father is, whether it's the first husband or the second husband. Now, the Tanakhama said that although the reason for the gezeira is because we wanted to have a period of time that would allow us to have havchana, to allow us to differentiate if the father was the first husband or the second husband, the ma'isa, this halacha is true in all cases. Even in cases where there's no chashash that the woman is pregnant. So the Mishnah said, that the Fida Tanakama, that achas besulais, achad beulais, achas beulais, it doesn't matter if she's a besula or a beula, meaning even if she's only a besula. So she never had bia, and therefore there's no chance that she's pregnant. And then the Mishnah went on to say, and achas arusais, achas nesuais, it doesn't matter what the case is, even if she never did nesuin, all she did was erisin, and then she was divorced or widowed from that erisin, the halacha is that she has to wait 3 months before she finds herself a second husband. So now ask the Gemara, the lashon of the Tanakhama was achas besulais v'achas beulais, whether she has her besulin, whether she doesn't, achas arusais v'achas nesuais, whether she is an almana or a grusha from erisin or from nesuin. And the question is that hainu besulais v'hainu arusais, is that besulais is arusais, meaning how do you have a lady that's a besula that's divorced or widowed? It's because she never did nesuin, all she did was erisin. So besulais and arusais are really synonymous in this context. And also, hainiu beulais v'hainiu nesuais. Beulais and nesuais are also synonymous. She did nesuin, memela, now she's a beula. So, nesuais and beulais, those are also synonymous. So why does the Tanakhama have to stress and mention all these different adjectives? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda explained that Hachi Ka'amar, this is what the Tanakhama meant to say. He wasn't coming to discuss 4 different cases. Rather, what he was saying was that Achas Besulais V'Acha Be'ulais, whether the woman is a Besula or a Be'ula, Shenis Armelu Ay Shenis Garshu, that she got widowed or divorced, the halacha is that she has to wait 3 months. Now, how do you have it that a Besula, a Be'ula, is that they were married or divorced, that they were widowed or divorced? It means Be'imin Erisinu Be'imin Anasuin. The way you'll have that is that if she was widowed or divorced from Erisin, so then she'll be a Besula. And if she was widowed or divorced from Nesuin, so then she'll be a Be'ula. Meaning Erisin and Nesuin, Erusin and Nesuin, Beimin and Erisin, and Beimin and Nesuin wasn't coming to discuss 2 additional cases. It was coming to explain the first 2 cases of Besula and Be'ula. Meaning that when we said Besula, the way you'll have that is by a case of a woman who was widowed or divorced from Erisin. And when we said Be'ula, it's the way you'll have that is by a woman who's widowed or divorced from Nisuet. Says the Gemara now, that, now, just a hakdama to the next Gemara, is that we mentioned in the Mishnah that even though the Tanakhama said that this is the halacha, that no matter what the stage of the lady is, even if there's no chance that she's pregnant, she has to wait 3 months before she gets married a second time, the Gemara brought that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi were chaylik. So says the Gemara that Rabbi Lazar lay al lebei midrasha. The Gemara brings a story that Rabbi Lazar, one time, he wasn't able to make it to the base medrash, whatever he had doing, he wasn't able to make it to the base medrash. So Ashkechel, Rav Asi, he sees Rav Asi coming back from the base medrash, so Amar Lei, so he says to Rav Asi, please tell me, my Amar Rabbanah, Bebei Medrasha, I wasn't able to make it today, but I don't want to miss out. What was going on today in the base medrash? Please tell me everything. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yossi says to him, I'll tell you what happened, that Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan gave a clap on the beam. He was giving a shir, and Rabbi Yechanan said the following. He quoted our Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos. He quoted our Mishnah, the Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, who was very similar shita to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yechanan paskened, and he said that the halacha is Krabi Yaisi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi of our Mishnah, that when there's no chashash of havchana, when there's no problems of havchana, so then a woman could get remarried, so she could always do erisin to the second husband. And if she'd only had erisin with the first husband, she could even do nesuin with the second husband. It's a very practical takana, it's a very practical gzera when it's not shayach, so then she doesn't have to wait 3 months. So now says the Gemara, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan paskin in the base medrash that the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, so michlal de yechida poligale. It must be that when Rabbi Yochanan learnt our Mishnah, and the Tanakama and Rabbi Yaisi are arguing, so if the Tanakama, sometimes when you have a Tanakama, it's a Das Yachid, it's one Shita, maybe it's Rameir, it's not Mishnah Rameir. Sometimes when you have a Tanakama, the Pshat is that the Shita of the Tanakama is the Chachamim, it's everybody else. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, it must be that he understood that the Tanakama is a Das Yachid. It's a Yachid, it's not the Chachamim, it's not the Rabbim, because then he would never paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. Yachid v'Rabbim, Halach is Karabim. So how did Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yaisi? It must be that he understood that the Tanakama is really only a Yechida Palagale. It's just the Das Yachid who argues on Rabbi Yaisi, it's not the Chachamim. To which the Gemara says that, and yes, that's exactly the case, and we could even prove it, that the Tanakama Shita, that a lady has to wait 3 months no matter what, even when there's no chashash that she's pregnant, that she always has to wait 3 months, is a Das Yachid. And I'll prove it from a Braisa, a Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Harei Shaisa Redufa Lelech Lebeis Aviyah. You have a woman who, in all different types of circumstances, we can know that she's not pregnant from her first husband. Let's say you have a case where she was ruggled to go to her father's house. She wasn't with her husband. She didn't sleep at home. For whatever reason, whatever was going on, she was very attached to her parents, and so she was by her parents for the last bit of time. And then she was widowed, or then she was divorced. Or, she got into a fight with her husband, and she wasn't together with him for the past while. Her husband was in jail. Aishayla Baila Zakin. Or her husband was very old and he wasn't able to have children. Achayla, he was sick. Aisha Isahi Chayla, or she was sick and she wasn't able to have children. Aisha Pila Achar Misas Baila. Or if we know that she miscarried right after her husband died, so we know that even though maybe she was pregnant, but that pregnancy's over. Aisha Isa Akara, or if she's an Akara, let's say she doesn't have a Rechem, she doesn't have a womb, or perhaps that she's an Akara means that she got married already to a few different men and she was never able to have children, so she's Becheskas, that she can't have children. Aizakena, or she's very old and she can't have children. Aikitana, or she's a Katana who can't have children, or Islandess. Aisha in a Roya Leilate, or for any other reason, she drank something, which whatever the case is, she's not able to have children. So in all these cases, even though we know that she's not pregnant, still the Tanakhama says, still the halacha is that Tzricha Lahamtin Shalisha Chadashim Divrei Rabbi Meir, still says Rabbi Meir that she has to wait 3 months. You see that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is the same as this Rabbi Meir, that no matter what, she always has to wait 3 months, it's a Das Yachid, it's not the Chachamim, it's Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda, or some have the Girsa Rabbi Yaisi, that Rabbi Yaisi Matir Li Arius Li Nasim Miyad, that Rabbi Yaisi says that no, this is a practical gzera. It's a very practical thing. And if there's no chashash that she's pregnant, so then there's no reason why she should have to wait 3 months. And in fact, she doesn't need to wait 3 months. So you see, it's a machlaikas between Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Yaisi versus the Chachamim. It's Rabbi Yaisi versus a Yachid versus Rabbi Meir. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan was able to paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. Says the Gemara though, that Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that Chazer by Rabbi Yochanan. You should know that in the end, Rabbi Yochanan was Chazer, and even though originally he paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, in the end he was Chazer to paskin like Rabbi Meir, to paskin like the Tanakhama, that a woman always has to wait 3 months. Now Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef explained that I Hadar Beimi Masnisen de Karma Hadar Be. That if we're going to believe this report, that Rabbi Yochanan was Chazer, I Hadar Be, so you should know the reason why he was Chayzer. It was because of a Masnis in the Karma Hadarbe. It was because of a Braisa that was taught in Karim B'Yavne. That's why he was Chayzer. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Aisha Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, that Shemati, I heard Mipi Chachamim b'Karim B'Yavne, I heard from the Chachamim in Karim B'Yavne, that I heard that V'kulon Tzricha Yislahab D'Shalish Chadashim, that they said that the halacha is that everybody all women, even if we know that they're not pregnant, they always need to wait 3 months. And this is something you heard mipi chachamim. This is something you heard mipi chachamim, meaning it's a rabbin. It's not just a mayor. It's not just a das yachid. He heard from the chachamim. He heard from the chachamim in Kerem Yavne that no matter what, a woman always needs to wait 3 months. Meaning even if we know that she's not pregnant, it doesn't matter. Even if she was sick, he was sick, she was away from home, whatever the case is, she always needs to wait 3 months. So that would have been the reason why Rabbi Yochanan would be chayzer, because now you see from this braisa that really it is the sheet of the chachamim. It's not just the das yachin. It's not just her mayor. Now says the Gemara, Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya le Rabbi Zrika. Rabbi Yirmiya told Rabbi Zrika. He said that ki aylis lekamid Rabbi Avayu. When you go next time, you get the chance to visit Rabbi Avayu. So do me a favor in Rami lay and ask him the following question that I have. So this is Rabbi Yirmiya talking to Rabbi Zrika, and Rabbi Yirmiya is telling Rabbi Zrika, when you go to Rabbi Avayu, ask him the following shaila. Ask him that mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. How could Rabbi Yochanan even had ever had a tzad that the halacha should follow Rabbi Yosi? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. But we know that Rabbi Yochanan shita in Shas is that the halacha follows a stam mishnah. And if the halacha follows a stam mishnah, utanan in the reisha of our mishnah is a stam mishnah. And what does it say in the reisha? That kol ha'nashim lo yinasiv lo yisarsu achi ulam shleisha chadashim achas besulais v'achas beulais. It says I don't care what the woman's status is, even if she's a besula, even if she's not a beula. So we know she's not pregnant. The Stam Mishnah, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, which is written Stam, it doesn't have a name attached to it. The Tanakhama says, it's a Stam Mishnah, and it says that no matter what, a woman always needs to wait 3 months. So how could there even have been a tzad that Rabbi Yochanan would pass on like Rabbi Yosi when it's against the Stam Mishnah, it's against the Reisha of our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, and the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan is that the Halacha always follows a Stam Mishnah. So that was Rabbi Yirmiya's kasha that he told Rabbi Zrika to ask Rabbi Avayu. So it seems like Rabbi Zrika, when he asked this question to Rabbi Avayu, and Amar Lei, and Rabbi Avayu said to Rabbi Zrika that it's a good thing you're not pretending that this is your question. The one who told you to ask me this question, he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. He wasn't chewing his wheat so carefully, meaning he wasn't so careful with the way he's asking questions. Because this is not called a Stam Mishnah. It's true, when you have a Stam Mishnah, so then Rabbi Yochanan Paskin's like the Stam Mishnah. But over here, it's not just a Stam Mishnah, it's a Stam V'achikach Machlaikasi. It's a Stam Mishnah, yes, the beginning of the Mishnah is written Stam, so if that would have been the only Mishnah that we would have had on the topic, and the Mishnah would have ended right there, so that would be called Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Alachikah Stam Mishnah. But the Mishnah doesn't end there, it continues and it brings the Machlaikas about it. So that's called a Stam V'achikach Machlaikasi. And what the Halacha is that when you have a Mishnah that's written Stam, and then you have a Machlaikas about that Halacha, the Halacha is, the rule is that ve'ein halacha k'stam. That in such cases, we say that the halacha does not follow the stam. So that would actually precisely be why Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't paskin like the Tanakama, as long as it's a das yachid, because it's a stam v'achar kach machlaikas. And that's like Rebbe signaling to us, Rebbe who organized the Mishnayis, the fact that he wrote it as a stam v'achar kach machlaikas must be because he's coming to tell us that the halacha is not like the stam. Rather, the halacha is like the machlaikas. The amar papa v'item Rabbi Yochanan, the machlaikas v'achar kach stam. When you have it the reverse, that Rebbe records in the Mishnah, a Machlaikas, and then in a later Mishnah, he teaches that same halacha, and he teaches it stam, like one shita, so then halacha kestam, the halacha follows the later Mishnah, the halacha kibasrai, the halacha follows the stam. But when you have a stam, v'achar kach machlaikas, so then ain't halacha kestam. But when Rebbe organizes the Mishnais in such a way, where he writes a stam Mishnah, but then he brings a Machlaikas about that din, it must be because he's coming to tell us that the halacha is not like the stam, and Mamela, there's no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan could have thought, at least originally, when he thought that the Tanakhama was a das yachid, it would make sense, it would be possible, and it would be logical for Rabbi Yochanan to say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi, and it's not called going against the stam Mishnah, because it's a stam v'achikach machlekes when you're supposed to go against the stam, and so there's no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan.